This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Mario Salomon Zamaripa. Date of birth, June the 4th, 1962. Case ID number is 514-4851. Date of exam, October the 11th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Palm Valley Medical Clinic, dated 8/4/22. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident with decreased memory / decreased mobility / decreased speech / and weakness and COVID-19. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was March the 26th, 2022, where he worked at Black & Decker Battery Company, where he was an installer for 3 years. The claimant also worked as a manager for 25 years with Stripes. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife and his two children, and he is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, cerebral vascular accident with decreased memory, decreased mobility, decreased speech, and weakness. History of allegations. The claimant states that in 2016, he had his first stroke, and then in 2016, he had another stroke, but later in that year, which was August the 29th, 2016. Recently, he had his third stroke in April. On April the 26th, 2022, the claimant was admitted to McAllen Medical Center and was hospitalized for 3 weeks. He was diagnosed with a cerebral vascular accident, and his diagnosis was cerebral infarction secondary to embolism of the left middle cerebral artery. The claimant has cerebral vascular accident with a marked cognitive dysfunction. The claimant states that he presented to McAllen Medical Center with right hemiplegia / paresis, decreased balance, decreased vision, dysphagia, dysphagia, and decreased memory, including decreased cognitive function and ability to remember functions. He also presented very confused with a change in mental status. The claimant denies any seizures or syncope episodes. His residual symptoms include generalized weakness, decreased balance, decreased vision, mild dysphagia, change in mental status with confusion, decreased memory, and decreased cognitive function, but no seizures or syncope episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet to the car, stand for 10 minutes, but not able to climb stairs. The claimant is able to ambulate with his walker, and the claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to use a coffee cup, sometimes button his clothes, but not able to lift anything above his head. He is also unable to write at this time, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet or sweep a room. He is presently on aspirin 81 milligrams POQD and clopidogrel 75 milligrams QD. As noted earlier, he was diagnosed with a cerebral vascular accident infarction secondary to embolism of the left middle cerebral artery with marked cognitive dysfunction. His condition is stable. However, his blood pressure at this visit was 157 over 111 mmHg, and he does not appear to be stable with his blood pressure readings. He did take his medication while he was here. Allegation number two, COVID-19. The claimant states at the same time that he was admitted for a cerebral vascular accident, he was also admitted for COVID-19 pneumonia. The claimant denies any cardiac problems or allergies, but states that he did have a pneumonia and was treated for the COVID-19 while he was in the hospital, which was approximately 3 weeks. The claimant states his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 60 feet, comma, talking, comma, and sometimes with seasonal changes. He is unable to climb stairs secondary to the stroke, and he denies any history of smoking. The last time he was in the emergency room was in April, on April the 26th, 2022, and states that he had not been in the hospital since 2017. The claimant was hospitalized for 3 weeks, but not intubated. He is presently much better from his condition and is taking no medication for COVID-19 at this time. He is not on inhalers, comma, steroids, comma, or oxygen. He was diagnosed with COVID-19 syndrome and pneumonia, and his condition has resolved. Daily activities, the claimant states he likes to sleep, comma, watch TV, comma, but not do any other exercise whatsoever. He does not help with the housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, or doing the laundry. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 60 feet to the car, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to use a coffee cup, but is unable to write, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, or lift anything above his head. He does have a wheelchair at home that he uses occasionally, but he uses more the walker because it's easy to get around with it. And he does have to use it whenever he goes out. His physician at this time is Dr. Noel Lopez, and he is presently taking aspirin 81 milligrams POQD for circulation and no medication for pain at this time. He does no other physical activity. Family history, his father died in his 80s, but he does not know what he died of, as well as the mother who died in her 70s. He does have a brother that died from a cerebral vascular accident. Medications, fluoxetine 20 milligrams QD, atorvastatin calcium 40 milligrams QD, lisinopril 10 milligrams QD, clopidogrel 75 milligrams QD, ranolazine 500 milligrams Q12 hours, Isobive mononitrate 30 milligrams Q24 hours, extended release, metoprolol 16 at 50 milligrams QD, and aspirin 81 milligrams QD. Medical problems, comma, hypertension, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, stable angina, comma, with coronary artery disease, comma, cerebral vascular accident with mild generalized paresis, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus being treated with diet, hyperlipidemia, comma, post-COVID syndrome, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, depression, comma, major surgeries, none, social history, tobacco, the claimant has no history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases, physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 151 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and a half inches, BP 157 over 111 mmHg, heart rate 50 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 26. General, this is a 60-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He appears also to be a very poor historian who presented with his wife and daughter to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant does have dentures and appeared to be have good oral hygiene at this time. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Could you please drop down to down to the skin area? No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant appeared to be very pale, and more likely than not is anemic. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was not alert or oriented times three, and he had very poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, and his mood appeared to be somewhat flat for the time. He did not have clear thought processes, and his memory was very poor. Concentration was poor, and he was not oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, although the claimant appeared to have some problems with extraocular movements and the fact that he was very slow to perform them. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. He did walk with a walker, which he needs to use all the time. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. The claimant was able to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. the claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and the lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. The claimant was also unable to flex his lumbar sacral back area. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 80 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is a normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees at plus 4/5. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with some difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes and was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate with the walker. He could stand on one foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive device, he does require a walker at all times secondary to lack of balance. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact with some hesitation in extraocular movements, which would have been 3, 4, and 6 cranial nerve dysfunction. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was basically normal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He hears and speaks well, except for some mild dysphagia. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk, but still needs a walker for support. There is grossly normal grip strength at plus 4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some muscle wasting and some fatigue. The claimant had no limitations in his visual fields and does have some limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to decreased memory, decreased cognitive function, and mental confusion, and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment except for the cerebral vascular accident and hypertension that he suffers from. Probable diagnoses, number one, cerebral vascular accident with decreased memory, decreased mobility, decreased speech, and decreased cognitive function, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant's stroke appears to have affected his cognitive function as well as his memory and concentration. Number two, COVID-19 syndrome, Dash has resolved at this time. Physical exam was normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Mario Salamon Zamaripa.